Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Wow!
Nice!
Yeah!
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
You're listening to Side Hustle Pro, the podcast that teaches you to build and grow your side hustle from passion project to profitable business. And I'm your host, Nikayla Matthews Okome. So let's get started.
Hey guys, hey, welcome back to another episode of Side Hustle Pro. I'm your host, Nikayla, and thank you guys so much for tuning in all month long for strategies on how to get unstuck, get back on track in quarter two of 2023, and move forward with your side hustle. So if you haven't already, go back and listen to episodes 346, 347, and 348, because in those episodes, I shared some other tips for you to get unstuck. And I went over one, how to make content for your business in less than 1 hour a week. Two, how to grow your Instagram and TikTok brand pages in 2023. Three, a quick email list strategy to build your list fast. And now today, we're going to get into my podcast promo strategy for you to grow your podcast fast and continue growing it. So I'll share with you what I do when I am truly in my laser focus growth zone and what has always helped me kick it up a notch. Now, I have to admit, it is hard. It is very hard, unless you're like a maniac. It is very hard to stay in this zone 24/7, 52 weeks out of the year. It's very, very hard. But when you have bursts, as I like to call them, of weeks or months where you focus on doing this, you will see the growth. So I'm going to share a quick and effective strategy to promote your podcast and grow your podcast listeners week over week, month over month, and fast. It doesn't take a ton of time to do this when you really get your systems in place. So I'll also mention some systems that really help with this. Cool. All right. So if you're looking for ways to increase your podcast's reach and attract more listeners, this episode is definitely for you. So let's get started. Number one, step one is to grab real estate on all social media platforms and sign up for an email service provider. So let me be clear. What I mean by this is that if you have created a podcast, you should have a social media page for that podcast across all of the major social media platforms. So Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, TikTok. And when I say LinkedIn, you can use your personal page for LinkedIn. You don't have to create a business page for that, but LinkedIn is still going to be important. And you saw why in our last episode, right? About building your email list. So make sure you have real estate there. In order for you not to get overwhelmed and for you to really understand what I'm saying here, I want to make sure I call out, I'm not telling you to be super active on all of these platforms. That's pretty much impossible for most people unless you quit your day job and decide to just be a social media manager for yourself, right? So the goal here is to have real estate and to be able to show up in searches across all platforms. When people are looking for you, your podcast, they will find it. And another part of that is it's also to catch your perfect listener who may spend more time on each of these platforms at different times throughout the week or month. You are going to just focus on doubling down on the social media platform that ideal listener, that perfect listener is on the most. However, you still need that real estate when it comes to this audience growth and promotion strategy. So I hope that makes sense. Now, let's reemphasize. The first step in this strategy is to really create a presence for your podcast on all social media platforms, which includes Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and TikTok, and any others that align with your target audience, right? We know like Lemon 8 is coming out. Pinterest is there as well. My perfect listener doesn't spend a ton of time on those platforms, so I don't tend to emphasize those. But if that's where your person is, go for it, okay? And also make sure you're setting up an email service provider to communicate with your listeners directly via email. And again, we get more into that in episode 348. So make sure you go back and listen to my quick email list strategy to build your list fast. Okay. So that was step number one. Step two is to create graphics using Canva or Headliner for each and every episode. What you want to do is create eye-catching graphics for your podcast episodes using tools like Canva or Headliner. Now, most people rave about Canva, me included, because nowadays, like if you are not good at graphic design, Canva has so many templates. All you have to do is go in there and literally change the text to say what you know, you want it to say, change up the colors if you have brand colors. And that's it. When I was getting started, when I, you know, unearthed my blog and started doing graphics again, they were so ugly because I had to do a lot more DIY. Back then you had to like drag and drop and really try to formulate things on your own. Nowadays you go into Canva and there's like, you search podcast promo and there's Instagram post templates that you can just copy. Don't reinvent the wheel. Change up the colors. Make it your own. All right. So this is how you're going to start. So start with these graphics that you're going to create that will tell people your podcast logo, the episode title, and a compelling image that represents the episode's content. And Headliner is another one of these platforms that allow you to create custom graphics for your content, for whatever content you're making. And if you're a podcaster, you can also make clips, snippets from your show or audiograms or video snippets in Headliner. You search for your podcast name and it'll pull it up and then you can go to the time code you want and create a snippet. And this is not just for video. You can make audio snippets. So you can, again, choose a compelling image, choose a little audio waveform that you like, change up the colors, put the text where you want and all that good stuff, and use that for social media. So step two is just to create your graphics. Step three is post a soundbite, quote, or clip from your episode every time you drop an episode. So this is the part where we all fall off. Like no one can stick with this forever. But again, it's about coming up with times in your business. And for us, it's going to be Q2 where we get back into the zone and we laser focus on this for several weeks or months at a time. So when a new episode of your podcast drops, make sure to promote it across all those social media platforms that you have real estate on using the graphics that you created in Canva or Headliner. Now use your pre-designed graphics and your catchy captions that you're going to write to create engaging posts that highlight the episode's value and encourage listeners to tune in. This strategy is also known to my podcast mogul students as FFLIT. The letters were an acronym for the platforms we were focusing on at that time. So Facebook, Facebook group, LinkedIn, Instagram, Twitter, and now TikTok.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact,
you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
If you own or operate a business, whether it's a local operation or a global corporation, partnering with Bank of America could be your smartest move. By teaming with Bank of America, you'll enjoy exclusive digital tools, award-winning insights, and business solutions so powerful, you'll make every move matter. Position your business to capitalize on opportunity in a moment's notice. Visit bankofamerica.com/bankingforbusiness to learn more. What would you like the power to do? Bank of America N.A. Copyright 2024. And use this strategy because it can help you reach a wider audience and generate more listens. You never know where someone will come across your show. And if you are not talking about it, how are they going to know about it? The people who are consistent with their message are the people who stand out. When you're consistent with your message, no matter what day or time people tune in, they can guarantee that if they go to your page, they will see a post that will represent what you do, what you're about, what you can teach, what you sell. Something of that nature. Same thing with your podcast. When people come to any of your social media pages with your podcast name on it, they need to know about your latest episode. They need to know what your show is about. And so when you're using this strategy, you're making sure you cover all bases and you're making sure that you're consistently telling people what they can expect from your podcast. So that's why this strategy is helpful. In addition, the momentum from doing this. Growth comes from momentum. When you are stagnant in how you promote your show, you will see stagnant growth. Okay. A lot of people have this, if I build it, they will come mentality, or you've put so much work into recording and editing, and you're just glad to get it out the door that you're too tired to even promote it. But no one knows it's out there, or they don't have time to listen on the day that your show drops. However, if you keep reminding them with social media posts, they will get around to it. They will eventually click, but they need that reminder from you. And especially that email, you guys, that email will drive so many direct listens. So make sure you're doing this. I call it FF Leet sometimes. The E at the end is for email because that is part of this promo blitz that you do every time an episode drops as well. So that's step number four, actually. Send an email to your list every time you drop an episode. So in addition to promoting your new episodes across social media, send an email to your email list to notify them about the latest episode. Include in that email a snippet from the episode, like a link to a snippet, or create a teaser using a tool like Make a GIF to entice your subscribers to listen. So I've been using Make a GIF recently in my emails, and I just include the GIF, not, you know, like an actual snippet that's embedded, but just like, you know, a little animated. So it's an animated photo. And I always try to include something that, you know, just shows me and the guests laughing, or if it's a solo episode, me smiling, just something very captivating and engaging that, in addition to you knowing what the episode is about, you see that energy and you want to click and listen. So remember to, you know, personalize the email, make sure to include bullet points, a quick blurb. Don't make this email long. So quick few sentences. Hey, you guys, what's going on? In my latest episode, it's about this. And, you know, here's some key takeaways, bullet points. Here's where to listen and call out those links. Make sure those links are prominent. Okay. Oh, and I put that GIF at the top of the email. So it's kind of like the header to the email. So each and every time an episode drops, that is going to drive your listens. And step five, this promo strategy really helped me to grow quickly when I was starting out with Side Hustle Pro. You know, from my episode about Instagram and TikTok brand page growth in 2023, you know that I'm not afraid to invest in my business through advertising. If this is something that's daunting to you or it's intimidated, reach out to me. I'd love to know if you guys want me to, you know, share a little bit more about how I approach advertising, especially for my podcast. But when I was starting out, I would always amplify each and every post that I shared about the show by putting some advertising dollars behind it on Facebook and Instagram. And now you can also do this on TikTok. So to further increase the reach of your podcast, just consider creating ads on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok. Set a budget for each month and divide it across the number of new episodes you'll be promoting that month. So stick to your budget. It can be exciting to see reactions, and you know, might be tempted to spend more than you initially set out to, but don't do that. Stick to your budget, set out a budget each month for your promotions and divide it across the episodes, and then use targeted ads. So this is where knowing your target listener really helps. And again, you can go back to 347 where we discussed Instagram and TikTok brand pages. So with knowing that, you know who to target, you know what kind of keywords to target, or interest, as Facebook and Instagram calls it. So you can target people who are already following your page. You can target people who are following other pages who would have a similar audience, and so forth and so forth. But the goal here is to increase the reach, increase how many people see your post, increase those impressions, because this is a brand awareness move. This is simply to grow the brand awareness of your show. Again, every time you drop an episode, you know about it, your friends know about it, the people who already subscribe and listen to your show know about it, but others who might be interested in your show do not know about it. And the only way they're going to learn about it is if you put it in front of their face. And one way that you can effectively do that is through advertising. So in conclusion, you guys, that's it. There you have it. This is a quick and effective strategy to promote your podcast and grow your audience fast by creating a strong presence on social media, leveraging email marketing, and using ads to increase your reach. You can attract more listeners to your podcast and continue to grow your show. So if you like this episode and want more advice like this, don't forget to register for my next free podcast training called How to Stand Out as a Podcaster at podcastmoguls.com. Again, register at podcastmoguls.com to learn more about the podcasting success strategies that I teach my students. And the link for that is in the description box. Also, head over to sidehustlepro.co/start here for your free guide on how to get your side hustle up and running. So thank you again for tuning in all month for strategies on how to get unstuck, how to get back on track in Q2, and how to move forward with your side hustle. And with that, I'll talk to you next week. Hey guys, thanks for listening to Side Hustle Pro. If you like the show, be sure to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts. It helps other side hustlers just like you to find the show. And if you want to hear more from me, you can follow me on Instagram at Side Hustle Pro. Plus, sign up for my 6-bullet Saturday newsletter at sidehustlepro.co/newsletter.
newsletter. When you sign up, you'll receive weekly nuggets from me, including what I'm up to, personal lessons, and my business tip of the week. Again, that's sidehustlepro.co/newsletter to sign up. Talk to you soon.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, folks, I'm Mark Maron from the WTF podcast, and this episode is brought to you by Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues, your ally to help tackle your allergy symptoms this season. I love the change of seasons, but nobody loves pollen and all those other things floating in the air that make you sneeze during this nice weather. Kleenex Ultra Soft Tissues are hypoallergenic and allergist approved. So fight back against watery eyes and runny noses without worrying about irritating your skin. For this allergy season, grab Kleenex and face allergies head on.